The following episode of Snacky Tunes has been brought to you by Cabot Cooperative. The New England and New York farm families who own Cabot Cooperative are offering the listeners a chance to win some of the world's best cheddar simply by calling into this show live at 718-497-2128 or emailing us at info@heritageradionetwork.com. What a great way to start the holidays. We'll be picking a winner for the program 2 weeks from today. Cabot Creamery is a proud supporter of what Heritage Radio is all about.
We talk about food, we talk about music, with musical dudes, finger on the pulse, Snacky Tunes.
Everybody, won't you take a seat and listen close? Today is a story about a young man that you seem to know. Born in Omaha, then later his mom moved to the West Coast, Inglewood to be exact, and that was a shocking fact, folks. Neighborhood pirus would roll up in crews and try to jack him. He would try to make them laugh and pop like do a backspin. Sometimes they would stall him out, and other times he would be scrapping. This made him into a man to never back down when attacked. And now, can I break it down? Okay, the little boy from Omaha grew tall. Didn't have game with girls, not at all. Didn't have grades, didn't know how to ball. But he heard the melody and that was the call. Didn't have a beat machine, had no gear. How could he write the songs, make them hear? Use everything I was up like down here. Pause, mix it for the rest of the year. Now he had beats, now he had rhymes. But he wasn't good yet, took some time. Went to the Good Life open mic one night and saw that he wasn't very good at all. Oh no, but he never stopped trying. One night he blew it up, I'm not lying. Ever since then the kid never stopped flying. Still trying to make him laugh, this kid dying. Can I break it down? Okay. Listen close. Seem to know. West Coast.
All right, you're listening to Snacky Tunes. I am one half your host, DJ Never Forget, part of the duo Finger on the Pulse. Terry Diabolik is still in post-production, but will be returning next week as a kind of tag out, as I will be on the road for work. That was just Excuse Me by Pigeon John, who we have in studio today. John and crew, welcome.
Hi.
To Snacky Tunes. And that is off his brand new record, Dragon Slayer, which came out in October. And John will be performing live and talking about being from the West Coast, being an all-around good dude, and whatever else we want to talk about. Mm-hmm. But today, we have a very, very awesome food guest, Steve Seabury.
Hello.
A.K.A. Buckshot.
That is correct, Buckshot.
And am I supposed to say Steve Buckshot Seabury, or do you just go by Buckshot?
You can call me anything you want, just don't call me late for dinner.
Okay, very nice. Steve has a book coming out tomorrow, which is really awesome, called Mosh Potatoes, which is a, I want to say, heavy metal cookbook.
That's what I call it, too.
Yeah. Yeah. This is really great. There was a cookbook that came out a number of years ago because I like food, food tastes good, which was an indie rock cookbook, mm-hmm. which was awesome. I don't know if you... If you're aware of it.
I actually just saw it in the bookstore the other day.
Yes. So, yeah. So this is the heavier, more metal version of that. So where did you get the idea for the cookbook?
It was about 5 years ago when I was working at Artemis Records. I had an artist in town, and we went out and got really, you know, wild and crazy drunk that night. And I got home around 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was so hungry. And I didn't really have anything in the refrigerator or nothing, and just a couple oddball things. And I said to myself, what would Lemmy do in a situation? and the next morning, I remembered that, surprisingly. And the idea of the cookbook just came from that, you know, just what would, you know, what could you do with this crazy stuff with these crazy rockers? And, you know, once I got the word out, man, I was getting like, I probably got over 300 recipes.
Yeah, how did you... pare it down? I mean, you put the word out and then all those recipes. How did you pare it down? Was it by recipe? Was it by recognition of band? What was the criteria?
You know, I love cooking and I love food. And so I really wanted to make, you know, people that might not like metal and, you know, rock music, you know, I didn't want them to think like, oh, these guys are a bunch of idiots. So I cooked a lot of them and, you know, I picked the best recipes out of the bunch.
So,
you know.
So it was the recipe that won out over a possible name.
Yeah. Well, you know, grab. Mostly the recipe, but you know, I did put my favorite bands in there as well too, even if, you know, like Lemmy's recipe, you know, doesn't even make sense.
Yeah,
but
what is Krakatoa Surprise?
It's like a half pound of curry, a half pound of chocolate syrup, a quarter bottle of brandy, and you put it together and make Krakatoa Island, set it on fire and eat it.
Wow,
but that's Lemmy though. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, I guess he can. I will have to say I've never heard those ingredients combined.
Yeah, that's I did not make that recipe.
We always like to, you know, we always know when we talk to bands about how you know, they're hungry when they start out, and then the first thing they really do after maybe buy a new pair of jeans is they get into food. So, you know, how long have you been cooking? You know, where did that start? Has it been a lifelong passion, or do you follow the traditional trend?
Yeah, I got five younger sisters, so when my parents were working, I always had to cook for them, and then you know, I worked at restaurants in high school to save money for college and stuff, and you know, slinging pizzas, you know, flipping burgers, whatnot, and then when I went to college, I realized that food outside of home is not really that good, especially in college. So right. I turned my, you know, dorm room into a prison kitchen. I had, you know, a toaster oven, a coffee maker, and I got really creative in the dorm room so I wouldn't have to eat in the mess hall, you know. Huh. So yeah.
Interesting. John, I know on To-Do List you talk about your wife being out of town and you mm-hmm. wanting her to cook you a meal. Is that just a song reference, or can you cook, or is it really just your wife's duties?
I can't cook that well. It's you know, usually soup and stuff like that. But on that song, I like oatmeal a lot.
Yeah.
And the way she mixes it.
It's her specific oatmeal. Mm-hmm. It's her specific oatmeal. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So, Steve, there's so many great things. This book is broken up into opening acts, headliners, and encores. Is there something that you can like recommend for people to try out, or something, you know, one that was a really like outstanding recipe that came through in the book?
The one that really stands out with me is because it's a newfound favorite for me, but it's a band from Brooklyn called Nam. Mm-hmm. And they actually sent me a recipe for pecan pie, and I never had pecan pie before. I don't know why, I just never did. And I fired it up, I made it, and I was like, whoa. So I'm a diehard pecan pie fan now, and I love it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So we're gonna play a quick song from Murder City Devils, in a kind of just an appropriate pairing with this interview segment, and we're going to come back and talk about some stories, Meals on Wheels, and a few other things from the book.
Cool, thank you.
You're listening to Snacky Tunes on Heritage Radio Network. We are Finger on the Pulse, and we have Pigeon John live in studio coming up. We got pizza coming for you guys too. And this is Iron and Wine with Idle Hands.
Let it go from Austin, Dallas.
All right. That was just Idle Hands by Murder City Devils. You are listening to Snacky Tunes. We have Steve Seabury, of the author of Mosh Potatoes, which comes out tomorrow, in studio. You mentioned charity Meals on Wheels are going to, some of the proceeds are going to go to this. How did you hook up with them, or what's the story behind that?
You know, I don't know. I like giving back and doing stuff, and it's just a charity that's really dear to my heart, because my grandmother gets it, and it's just, I think if you work for this country and you help build this country and you work really hard, and when you get older and you can't afford food and all that, it just really bums me out. So, yeah, the contributions are going to help the elderly folk, you know.
Are there any elderly-friendly recipes in the book?
Of course, all of them.
Like maybe something that's a little bit easier on the teeth?
You know, I didn't even think about that when I did.
For like aging?
Probably not. Pecan pie.
Pecan pie. It's a thing. I know there's also, you have a long history in the music industry, and I know that in the book there's a lot of stories peppered throughout. Is there any ones that you can share with the listeners, kind of like a little teaser, moose bouche, if you will, of stories to get that you will read in the book?
You know, I've worked 15 years at various labels, management companies, and dealing with a bunch of heavy metal dudes, so there's a lot of stories. A lot of drunken nights, a couple times getting arrested, you know, destroying hotel rooms, you know. That's
so the general menu.
Yeah, the cliches are all true, man. You know, absolutely.
You heard it here first. Rock and roll cliches.
I can't name any names,
are
though.
True. I always love to know from people who write cookbooks is, you know, what is the best hangover recipe in this book? For after a long night of boozing and maybe a couple Krakatoa surprises,
yeah.
What do you have in the morning to kind of get you a little bit closer to getting through the day?
Well, I'm a hair of the dog kind of guy, so I usually get me through that hangover. I like to make a Bloody Mary and you know, bacon and eggs, man.
John?
Sounds good right there.
Everyone just kind of got a very wistful please. Look in their eyes. Like, yeah, that's a nice, it's about
one.
Right.
Yeah,
I'll take that one.
Well, Steve, I want to thank you for joining us, and I'd love to have you share all the relevant information necessary. Where can I find the book? It's out tomorrow.
It's out tomorrow worldwide on Simon & Schuster. Go to Borders, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, you name it. They should have it. If they don't have it, demand it.
Are you going to be doing any book tours or cooking tours?
I'm doing some. Next year, I got a bunch lined up. I'm doing an event for the NFL for the Super Bowl. I have a party on December 9th at Planet Hollywood. And what else? Doing a book signing in New Jersey and I guess wherever else they tell me to go.
NFL, Planet Hollywood, New Jersey.
Yeah.
In that order.
Yeah.
Right there, people.
Well, yeah. Some, yeah, yeah.
I have to ask, what are you doing with the NFL for the Super Bowl?
There's a lot of metal guys in the NFL, so they want to take me, an artist from the book, and go against some football players in a ultimate food cook-off.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. So they're going down.
I'll have to ask when we take a break, because I want to know what you're going to try and cook for them. That's
yeah.
I mean, it's your secret weapons, obviously.
Yeah, I got some tricks up my sleeve.
Is it? I mean, is it from the book, or are you allowed to play outside?
They want to do in the book, but it depends. I want to see my opponents. You know, so
I mean, they have all your plays. That would be unfair.
Exactly.
That would be
exactly.
Unfair advantage.
Know, exactly.
Well, Steve, once again, thank you for joining
thank
us.
Thank you for having me.
Hopefully, stick around, hang out for a little bit.
Absolutely.
And yeah, you're listening to Snacky Tunes on Heritage Radio Network. We have Pigeon John up live next. Very excited. And we're going to take a quick musical break, and then we'll be right back.
Vote for Team Awesome Space Pizza at YOXI.TV. Yossi.
Team Awesome Space Pizza.
Melody, 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 melody Pain is in the building.
Fuck with Hollywood Cole, I'm with Marley G, bro. Flying Hollygrove chicks to my Hollywood shows. And I wanna tell you something that you probably should know. This that Slumdog Millionaire Bollywood flow. And my real friends never hearing from me. Fake friends write the wrong answers on the mirror for me. That's why I pick and choose, I don't get shit confused. I got a small circle, I'm not with different crews. We walk the same path, but got on different shoes. Live in the same building, but we got different views. I got a couple cars I never get to use. Don't like my women single, I like my chicks in twos. And these days, all the girls is down the road. I hit the strip club and all them bitches find a pole. Plus I've been sipping, so this shit is moving kinda slow. Just tell my girl to tell a friend that it's time to go. Now tell me how you love it. You know you're at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright, now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. You dig? I got my gun in my boot purse and I don't bust back because I shoot first. Meet me on the fresh train. Yes, I'm in the building. You just on the list of guest names. And all of my riders do not give a fuck. X Games. Guns turn you boys into pussies. Sex change. And I smoke till I got chest pains. And you niggas know I rep my gang like Jesse James. Women are possessive and they wanna possess Wayne. I've been fly so long I fell asleep on the fucking plane. Skinny pants and some Vans. Call me Triple A, get my advance in advance. Amen. As the world spinning, dance in my hands. Life is a beach, I'm just playing in the sand. Wake up and smell a pussy. You niggas can't see me, but never overlook me. I'm on the paper trail, it ain't no telling where it took me. Yeah, and I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Now tell me how you love it. You know you're at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright, now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. You dig? I got my gun in my boot purse and I don't bust back because I shoot first. How do you say what's never said? Beautiful black woman, I bet that bitch look better red. Limping off tour cause I made more off my second leg. Motherfucking Birdman Jr., 11th grade. Fall on automatic start. I can hand it to Drake, I do a quarterback draw. Wildcat offense, check the paw prints. We in the building, you niggas in apartments. Now come on, be my blood donor. Flow so nice, you ain't gotta put a rug on her. Do it big and let the small fall under that. Damn, where you stumbled at? From where they make gumbo at? Hang at the fucking beat, jumping like a jumping jack. And you know me, I get on this bitch and have a heart attack. Hip hop, I'm the heart of that. Nigga, nothing short of that. President Carter, young money Democrat. Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and all the heavens right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright, now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. Shoot it. And I got my gun in my boot purse and I don't bust back because I shoot first.
You're listening to Snacky Tunes. I am your host, DJ Never Forget. We all, as always, we like to time the pizza to come out right when we're about to do an interview, even though we have all this downtime.
Eating mad pizza.
We have Pigeon John in studio. Why don't we go around the room? We'll go this way and do introductions.
Hello, my name is Pigeon John from LA, California.
I'm Evie Jane from Canada.
Erica D from Canada as well.
And collectively they make up the Pigeon John Touring Band group ensemble.
We're Pigeon John and the Pigeon Ladies.
Oh, right.
We've also been referred to as that.
Pigeon Ladies.
Yeah. Favorably referred to that?
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. We're kind of nasty.
They don't mind too.
Yeah.
Okay. John, you have a new record come out in October, but we met a few years ago when you did the very first season of Dinner with the Band.
Yeah.
And so I was really excited.
Best burger of my life, still.
Still?
Today. Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to let Sam know. 3 years running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
That's awesome. And the fries. Mm-hmm. Wait, what happened to the dudes? Your backup guys?
Oh, they're back in L.A.
They're back in L.A.?
Yeah, working on music and stuff. Their solo works and stuff.
But awesome.
Yeah.
So you're on tour for about a week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
You just came from Boston.
Yes.
Did you get a chance?
Boston.
What'd you think?
Great. Right next door to the ballpark. And great people. They're very wise out there, kind of sharp. The crowd kind of moves kind of slow.
Yeah.
But it's just the weather and their knowledge. But I like Boston. And I got to meet Erica's beautiful family out there.
Oh, very nice. This is
some Italians.
Six sisters?
No, this was just Auntie Cheryl and Uncle Carl and kids. And
so you literally have an army around the country of family.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Ready to move in mass.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So the new record, Dragon Slayer, is out. And I enjoy it.
Thank you.
And it's really fun. And it's in line with the other music that you made, which is really clever, whimsical kind of hip-hop that is laid back to from the West Coast.
Man, Chet Baker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So why don't you talk about the inspiration for this record?
Inspiration? I guess I wanted to do a record just writing on the music and the words and going to Hervé Salters to traditionally produce the record. Mm-hmm. Versus beats and rhymes and stuff. So that was the first time I did it like this for the whole record, and it was a blast. But the inspiration, I guess, I wanted a more quieter hip hop album because I felt like I was yelling all the time. So I wanted to calm down a bit.
I definitely got that.
Just relax.
Really laid back in like a good way. Like it's kind of like a Sunday morning record.
Mm. Hallelujah.
I enjoy it, and the themes are the same: women problem, hanging out in your backyard, family.
Yeah,
it's really good. When you're in this, now that you have a new new production type of schedule, what did you find like the differences between doing yourself or how it affected creating this record?
Ask that one more time.
Oh, okay. Now that, well, you said that you joined up with a producer.
Yes.
This is the first time. Mm-hmm. So how do you think it affected the record and writing it as opposed to?
It took, like, most of the stuff was me in the studio alone in the bedroom and stuff. But he played all the songs on piano, kind of worked it out and kind of showed me kind of what I was accidentally writing. So I kind of learned just watching him, like, oh, wow. So I think that was the best part, kind of breaking down the songs and kind of building them from scratch.
That's awesome. You two eat together while working together?
A sweet wife and beautiful family. So they're from Paris, so a lot of Parisian food.
Amazing.
Coffee, knowledge, just straight edge kind of guys.
How do you cook knowledge?
Just hang out with Hervé Salters, man.
Gotcha. So we're going to have you play a few songs in studio.
Okay.
So what is the first track that you're going to perform?
The Bomb.
The Bomb.
The Great. Bomb.
Which is, I believe, the lead single off the record, which is fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Dragon Slayer is out now. And
Right
now. Get it now. You actually get it right now.
Right now.
While he's performing. Pigeon John live on Snacky Tunes.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Are
you
guys
ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Pizza
in the
Yay!
Grill?
Awesome.
Let's do it,
kids.
Whoa, hot damn. Thank you. Check it. Okay. Wake up in the morning to the clear blue sky. Turn up the music when I hop in the ride. The windows down, let the whole world see. Can't nobody rock it like little old me. I'm the bomb and about to blow up. I'm the bomb and about to blow up. I got my Chucks and my Dickies and I put it on black. Banging Sinatra in the black Cadillac. My old lady hanging out the whole window. Everybody looking when we walking slow. I'm the bomb. I'm in about to blow up. I'm the bomb in about to blow up. Come on. Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. Everybody singing now. Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. Everybody singing now. Whoa. Everybody. everybody's singing now.
Whoa.
Okay, now one for the money and a two for the show. But three to be a legend, even if I'm Poe. I ain't chasing nothing, you gon' have to catch me. And if you want a taste, you gon' have to pay a fee. I'm the bomb and about to blow up. I'm the bomb and about to blow up. To all my Molly Ringwalds and my little scarecrows. Where they hear my record, where they all hit the flow. Ladies, strike a pose, come up in the front row. The homies in the back, tip the hats real low. I'm the bomb and about to blow up. I'm the bomb and about to blow up. Come on. Whoa. Yeah. Everybody singing now. Whoa. Yeah. Everybody singing now.
Whoa.
Everybody singing now.
Whoa.
Come on. Let's go.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. Hey, hey, a little louder. A little louder. Okay, come on everybody, won't you clap your hands? White folks, do it on time if you can. Sounds good, now here's the plan. Let's all sing together like we in the same band. I'm the bomb and about to blow up. Ooh. I'm the bomb and about to blow up. Oh my God, I'm the bomb and about to blow up. Ooh. Oh my God. Okay, now we about to take it on a whole new level. Grabbing the light on the run from the devil. Been downtown for too long. I feel the sun rising all up in my bones. I'm the bomb and about to blow up. Ooh. I'm the bomb and about to blow up. Whoa. 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 Ha, ha, ha. Whoa. Ha, ha, ha. Whoa. Let's go.
Whoa.
All around the world. Whoa. Ha, ha, ha. Whoa. Ha, ha, ha. Whoa. Hey, hey, a little louder. A little louder. Do the dang, do the do the do the dang thing. Do the dang, do the do the do the dang thing. Erica D has to doodle now. She told me earlier she has to poo poo now.
Woo! That was awesome. And calling out bathroom functions is always encouraged on Snacky Tunes.
Totally inappropriate. I'm not done eating my pizza yet.
Amazing. That was great.
Thank
I wish I had more for you to bang on in here. I know you're looking for, it's all like chairs and signs and everything. And I mean, maybe the outside would make a good metallic sound from the shipping crates.
Very cool.
John and Pigeonettes.
Mm-hmm.
John and the Pigeonettes.
I like Pigeon Ladies. Pigeon ladies is more crass, we think.
More crass?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like...
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Reminds me of the Pigeon
Lady.
It's
more like what?
You know the lady that sits in the park?
Mary Poppins.
With the pigeons covered
shit all over.
Mm. Yeah, that's us.
That's us.
That's right.
I'm going to need and a shaker. I'm really excited about this because, you know, the first time I heard you was 2006 and then put that great record and had some time off and now you came back with this. How do you think the direction has changed? I know that you want to make a softer record, but do you feel like the message has changed or do you think it's like an evolution? Since you always have such ties to your roots and where you started, moving out to the West Coast is like a current theme. Like, how do you feel that you're expressing it this time around?
I would say... I have no idea. Just trying to keep it natural, and I have no idea, man. God dang it! No good answer.
No good answer.
Yeah.
now that jerks. No, it's all right.
I'm dressed like a goddamn hyena. I need a bath and a woman.
Well, I know that you got your start in the Good Life Cafe.
Yes.
And it's such an integral part. I'd love for you to tell our listeners like the story of how you got started there and how you evolved into where you are now.
Yeah. It was a great open mic that happened every Thursday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And like little community. It was in a health food store. And it was just great because it was only one open mic in L.A. at that time. And a lot of people rolled through. And this woman named B. Hall, she set it up and said no cussing, no... B words and no disrespect and all that stuff with hip hop, it just didn't fit. So I think we're all smashed together and kind of, you know, learn how to try to
style without a lot of crutches and stuff. So right. The Good Life was a great Jesus.
Do you feel like those rules or those stipulations, those are actually crutches in the music industry?
I think at that time she did it to kind of challenge us. We were kids and stuff. So I think it kind of worked. And for some reason, just kind of gelled, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. And now you're here.
Now we're here, yes.
So I know you're going to play another song for us.
Okay.
And what is that?
So gangster.
Okay, you girls started off.
Wait a second, hold on. I love this song.
Hold on. You shut your mouth.
There's a format here that we follow. Not really, but I would love to know, you know, because the title is, you know, appropriate. Well, you know, actually, take that back. You're right. Let's play it and then let's talk about it. Okay. Because I would have the only reference point besides you guys.
Oh.
Steve couldn't even have a reference point on this conversation.
I'm enjoying the pizza.
You started off.
I'm a gangster for real.
What?
I feel so damn gangster.
Hmm?
I'm a gangster for real.
What are you talking about?
I'm a gangster for real. I feel so damn gangster. I'm a gangster for real.
Oh my God. It's just one of those days. I feel the sun rise around me. All the clowns ran away. Something funny's going on. Okay, now where's all the traffic? Is someone trying to clown me? Why do I feel fantastic? I'm used to things always going wrong. But now
I'm a gangster for real. I feel so damn gangster. I'm a gangster for real. I'm a gangster for real. I feel so damn gangster. I'm a gangster for real.
Oh shoot. Sitting in my backyard, looking at a little squirrel. I'm drinking some coffee, feel like a whole different world. Plus I got the bomb rhyme skills. I got Hawthorne backing me up, plus my wife looks good. I got butter soft seats all up in my trunk. Yep, I'm banging some Depeche Mode. Windows down so you can see the fresh mode. Yeah, my 6'4 is only a Nintendo, but I'm smashing fools on some Super Mario. Never picture myself sitting on some big dough. Used to being broke on 6 in Alvarado. I'm chilling at the back of the boat chewing tacos. I feel like young Sean Connery in Cabo. And now
I'm a gangster for real. I feel so damn gangster. I'm a gangster for real.
Show me how you feel. Come on.
I'm a gangster for real. I feel so damn gangster. I'm a gangster for real.
Oh shoot, let's go. Okay, act like you in Cabo. Let me take you out. We'll go to Denny's on Vermont and we'll get waffles on the house. Yeah.
Act like you in Cabo. Let me take you out. We'll go to Denny's on Vermont and we'll get waffles on the house.
Watch the young Duke Ellington make the place gelatin. Shake the fake Felligan. I have the black Gilligan. I keep seeking, keep preaching, the seeds peeking. Keep reaping, keep breathing the same reason. I leak venom every time I choose to spit them in a line. Hit them with an unusual rhythm that you never heard. The similar words ever spoken forever hurting those who oppose. I'm not joking, cause now
I'm a gangster for real. I feel so damn gangster. I'm a gangster for real.
Yeah, I can feel.
I'm a gangster for real. I feel so damn gangster. I'm a gangster for real.
Let's go on a pleasure trip.
Come on. I'm a gangster for real. I feel so damn gangster. I'm a gangster for real. Yeah. I'm a gangster for real. I feel so damn gangster. I'm a gangster for real.
You gotta rock to the beat that like this, you gotta rock to the beat that like this, you gotta rock to the beat that rock to the beat, you gotta rock to the beat that like this, you gotta rock to the beat that like this, you gotta rock to the beat that like this, you gotta rock to the beat to rock to the beat, you gotta rock to the beat like this. Get some.
And then we explode.
Yeah, we explode.
And then we go.
Yeah.
The pigeons go poof.
That's that
just explode.
The blur.
Oh, sign out the exploding pigeons.
No. Fit a mask.
So I'd love to know the process behind that song and, you know, what it's about. I know that you're a gangster.
Oh,
but you know it's not your traditional gangster song.
I think I wanted to, you know, it's the everyday man, you know, feeling good. Things just happen to be working out and, you know, the loser that made it kind of vibe.
The guy that got the job.
You feel good. You just got a new truck. I feel good. Roll the windows down. You're the man. Just for 15 minutes or seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like it. It's kind of like a everyday man positivity song. Which, yes, that's what I really feel about your music, is that your music is so positive. I know that you sing about your music about, you know, coming up in the neighborhood that you're in, and it's like not black enough, not white enough, but all your music is like such a good look on life.
And that's one
of the reasons why I like that song so much, because it's like, yeah, I got a haircut. It's awesome. And it like came out okay.
Yeah.
I'm winning.
You know what? You already won.
Yeah. So what is up next? You have your show tonight in New York at Irving Plaza.
Yes. Opening up for DJ Shadow.
Amazing.
Tomorrow at the Brooklyn Bowl.
I just played there on Saturday.
I've never been.
You've never been?
Never.
Neither.
This is not because... I can only say this. They take really good care of artists.
That's all I can say.
They'll feed you. They get you drinks. The staff is really awesome. It's a venue, restaurant, bowling alley, all at the top of its, each one operating at the top of its game.
Nice.
So it's really good.
Some bowling tomorrow.
I can only recommend, I can't recommend highly enough the fried chicken there.
Fried chicken?
All right. We like fried chicken.
But it's really good. And then where are you off to after New York?
After New York, we go to Cleveland.
Cleveland, Ohio?
Mm-hmm.
And then,
I was just chewing in the microphone.
Oh, okay.
No. Still eating pizza over here.
Yeah, we got a lot of pizza. Yes. And then you mentioned that you're off to Europe in December.
In December, go to France, and then tour in France in April.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Never been, so.
It's wonderful.
Oh, my God.
I went this summer for the first time.
Fresh wine, cherries, lawns, women, dreams. I can't wait.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
I can't wait to fall in love.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Underneath the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, my God.
Make it as cliche as... Just as cliche as trashing the hotel room, as Steve mentioned. Just drink a bottle of wine, have a loaf of bread, eat some cheese, and fall in love with Eiffel Tower.
Cha-cha-cha-cha. Yeah,
that's the... those are the two cliches.
Wake up with a tummy ache and then make a Bloody Mary.
Yeah, there it is.
There you go.
So where can you get the record?
You can get it local record stops or iTunes.
iTunes.
Yeah. Or buy it directly from pigeonjohn.com or quantum.com.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Are you on the Twitter? Easy.
Yeah, I'm on the Twitter.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
So we got one more song.
It's ruined my life, man.
Ruined it?
Oh, my God. Much. It's like drunk texting to the world. Yeah. And you can really get into something.
I just started one last night. Started my first tweet. Did my first tweet.
What Congratulations.
It said, I just puked in Boston.
And we are going to close the show on that. What is a lot? And you're going to play the song that I started off the show with for us.
Yes.
And you want to just talk about the inspiration behind that song?
Yeah. Excuse me. I'm a huge Far Side fan. And so I always like that sample that they used on Who is the Negro in Charge over here? Who is the Negro in Charge? So I think, I think it's just a freaking excuse me. It's a bunch of bullshit. But I like the song though.
Okay. Great. Cool. Let me sign this out. This is the last thing we're gonna do. This is the final format. I want to thank Steve, the author of Mosh Potatoes, for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
Book out tomorrow. Everywhere. Pigeon John's record, Dragon Slayer, out everywhere.
Thank you.
The Pigeon Ladies, thank you for joining us.
Yes.
And big shout out to Roberta's, Jack and Z and Rectech, who are producers, for making us sound good. And we will be back next week with Suckers live in studio.
Suckers. Wow.
Yeah.
Alright.
Here we go.
Ready?
Yeah. Well, excuse me. Well, excuse me.
Okay, hello everybody, won't you take a seat and listen close? Today is a story about a young man that you seem to know. Born in Omaha, then later his mom moved to the West Coast, Inglewood to be exact, and that was a shocking fact, folks. Neighborhood perusal, roll up and cruise and try to jack him. He would try to make them laugh and pop like do a backspin. Sometimes they would stall him out, and other times he would be scrapping. This made him into a man to never back down when attacked. And now, excuse me, can I be myself and spit it like no one else? down? Can I break it 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 down? Okay, the little boy from Omaha grew tall. Didn't have brains to jump back at all. Didn't have game, didn't know how to ball. But he heard the melody and that was a call. Didn't have a beat machine, had no gear. How could he write the songs, make them hear?
Moves everything that was a lockdown near.
Pause, mix it for the rest of the year. Now he had beats, now he had rhymes. But he wasn't good yet, took some time. Went to the Good Life open mic one night and saw that he wasn't very good at all.
Oh, no.
But he never stopped.
Trying.
One night he blew it up, I'm not
lying.
Ever since then the kid never stopped.
Crying.
Still trying to make him laugh, just keep dying. Excuse me, can I be myself and spit it like no one else? I think I got a story to sell.
Well, baby, you better make room. Baby, you better make room. Baby, you better make room. Baby, you better make room.
Baby, you better. Can I break it down? 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 Okay.
Woo! Listen close. Seem to know. West Coast.
Well, excuse me, can I be myself? And spit it like no one else. I think I got a story to sell. Well, baby, you better make room.
Excuse me.
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 Baby, you better. Yay!